Hello, 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 friends, and welcome to Believe in the Dallas Cowboys with your two best friends. I'm Jeff Cavanaugh. And this is my friend and co-host, former Cowboys wide receiver Jesse Holly.
Oh, Jesse Holly went 77 yards. It must be a reality show.
And we're going to talk about what's happening with your Dallas Cowboys. And our presentation is going to be brought to you by our friends at Kutt, K-U-T-T, the social betting platform. It's a peer-to-peer betting platform that allows you to bet directly against your buddies and other fans. That's right. You can join the Believe crew on Kutt today and bet directly against whoever you like, your buddies, the general public, whatever, on sports, pop culture, politics, whatever. It's the ultimate put your money where your mouth is platform. And it's legal in over 40 states. Be sure to follow at KuttBet, K-U-T-T bet, on all your social media channels. Download the app in the App Store. Use code BELIEVECOWBOYS for a 10% sign-up bonus. And we got Bet Online. You know, the tournament's going on. Bet Online, your bracket headquarters. You got your odds, your lines, and all the info on the games. You can access the most up-to-minute wagering information anytime for your desktop or your mobile device. Go to Bet Online today. Use promo code BLEAV, BELIEVE, for 50% welcome bonus your first deposit. Is North Carolina still in it? I don't pay attention. Oh, no. Oh, Jesse.
No.
I was watching the Rangers last night, and I know there's basketball on, and I feel like I was watching North Carolina, and I was making jokes about how old they were, and that's why they were going to win the tournament. Did y'all lose?
We did. We lost to Bama last night.
Oh, Jesse.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm good. I mean, I didn't play.
Okay.
I mean.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
I'm a national champion. I have my ring.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
I'm fine. I'm 2005 national champion. You can't take that away from me, so I'm good.
Okay, okay.
That's for those guys, you know, that they've been in school forever, and they didn't get a chance to. There you go.
My team won.
Today I'm repping the Houston Christian University.
Wait, why?
Nephew goes there.
Oh, okay. All right, well, man, sorry about that, man. Sorry about that.
And what's that guy say? I don't give a piss about nothing but the Tide. The Tide beat us. The Tide. They got a good kid in there locally from here, from Richardson.
Oh.
Ryland Griffin, and he made RJ's night a living hell. RJ, ACC Player of the Year, first team All-American, 0-9.
That's the one I saw while I was watching my team win. I saw North Carolina, and I was like, it says this one guy's 3-for-17 from the floor. And I was with my buddy Tyler, who's the NBA editor for The Athletic. And he was like, yeah, he's their best player. If he's 3-for-17, that's not good. I was like, good luck.
He finished 4-for-20.
All right.
4-for-20, 0-for-9 from three.
All right, everybody, this is Believe in the Dallas Cowboys. Please leave your favorite Tar Heel in the comments. Let's talk about the Cowboys. Two things. I want to get a couple things out real quick, and then we're going to talk about Micah Parsons, Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and contracts and what the Cowboys are doing and where they're going, right? I want to get out two things real quick. One, further evidence that no matter what they portray, the Dallas Cowboys are cheap. They're kind of a poverty franchise. When Jerry was talking about coaches and Mike McCarthy in the last year of his contract, he mentioned something that you don't mention unless it's on your mind. And he mentioned, you know, in this league, coaches' dead money is a big issue. Mike McCarthy would have been fired this offseason, but they didn't want to pay two head coaches. When Jerry tells you he'd write any check to win the Super Bowl, Jerry's full of crap. Number two, new kickoff rules. I think it's going to be really fun because I think the Cowboys have a badass kicker who can put the ball where he wants, and I think Kevontae Turpin and Deuce Vaughn back there is fun. But you probably think Deuce won't be back there because you hate Deuce.
I struggle to find a spot for Deuce on this team next year.
You're a jerk.
No, I'm not being realistic.
No, you're a jerk. You're being a real jerk because North Carolina lost.
No, it's okay. Let's have the Deuce Vaughn conversation.
We do not have to have a Deuce Vaughn
conversation because he didn't play special teams at all last year.
Well, it's a new kickoff.
So he's gonna find okay.
Yeah, I think him and Turpin back there. Look, I think this is getting way too into the weeds. I think you do want more so running backs back there than open field players with everything jammed in there. Cause I think it's more like you're reading a running lane than it is going, wee, like it's a, but we don't have to, listen, let me have my dreams. And we don't have to talk about Deuce Vaughn today. We can talk about other stuff.
Yes. Deuce Vaughn, the first team All-American kick returner.
Yeah.
All pro.
Yeah. Well, yeah, all pro. Yeah. Get it right. Yeah. And so now we can talk about the Dallas Cowboys and what they're doing. Cause they've talked about it again, like their free agency plan, and all of the words they're saying that line up with the actions that they've done so far this offseason point to they are going to ask their best players to do more. They're not planning to try to have a better team than they had a year ago. They hope to draft really, really well, and they are going to tell Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons and Mike McCarthy, go get them, Tiger, and they're going to come up short. And then, like, this is what it appears. And then they're going to clear out a bunch of the bad money that they have on the books contract-wise. All the guys, they've been kicking cans. They ain't kicking cans this year, except the one that they had to do to get under the salary cap to be legal, Zach Martin. I think they're just getting ready to eat money, and you're going to reboot this. The question is, what does the reboot look like? And this is not a reboot like we're going to suck. This is a reboot of we are not going to try our very, very best this year because we think it leads to something better in 2 and 3 years. And that's what they're doing.
So I'm if this is the fence, this is the fence. You're on this side. I'm on this side.
Okay.
Because the way I look at it, and this isn't a smear campaign on anybody. No one paid me from the Cowboys. Jerry didn't text my bat phone and, pull me into the secret hallway where there's no cameras. He didn't slide me an extra check. My check engine light is still on. So until Jerry slides me the check engine light will stay on in the car. But my question, my thought process is this. I get it. Jerry's 81 years old. He doesn't have much time left. He's pretty much like he's still the face of the conversation when it comes to the Cowboys. But as you know, because you're a smart, young, strapping, handsome gentleman, we know who runs the day-to-day operations over at the Star. It's Steven. Whether you like it or not, it's baby boy. He runs the show over there, and Jerry gets to be the loquacious old man who still sits on the bus, and people still clamor around him. They still take his word as bond and as gospel, and he enjoys that. Like that is what he has left. He has left the fact that they still roll me out there and they allow me to say things that we don't really mean. And you hear that Mike McCarthy has to come behind him and Steven has to come behind Jerry. If you just pay attention to the Cowboys locally, you just sit here locally and you listen. Because Jerry has radio spots, Steven has radio spots, McCarthy has radio spots, and Jerry's first. He's the first one up, right? So he gets his off, and then you just wait, because we blast it out. But if you just wait, here comes Steven, here comes Mike McCarthy, and the tone changes. It does. They're like, well, okay, listen, we give the old man the microphone because
he bought the team, you got to let him have
it. We want to make him as comfortable as possible. We don't really want to kind of push him all the way out of here. So we give him a little bit of rope, but here's really what's happening. And if the Cowboys are deciding that they're going to get contracts cleaned out and not be as productive or whatever it is, I say, truly go all in. Truly go all in. And just revamp this whole thing because you got Mike McCarthy on a 1 year deal, on a 1 year left in his deal. Mike Zimmer has 1 year left. So you're probably going to get, at this rate, your team today is not better than it was last year. And it doesn't look to be.
No, and it won't be.
And the schedule will also play a part in that as well. So you probably won't win 12 games again this year. You probably won't win the number. All those type of things come into play. So my thing is this, go all in. Go all in and really reset this thing. Find a trade partner for CeeDee Lamb. Find a trade partner for Micah Parsons. I'm sure for Micah Parsons, you can probably right now get 2 first-round picks for him. I'm sure you can probably get a first and something else for CeeDee Lamb. And I know that Dak has a no-trade clause and all this kind of stuff, but there are more than a handful of teams that if Dak Prescott was available, they would jump at the chance to grab him. So find a team that say, hey, listen, Dak, here are a handful of teams. Are any of these teams that you would say yes to so that we can waive your no trade clause? We'll do a signing trade. and we'll send you on your way. And with that haul, you bring back four, five, maybe you finesse somebody in the six first round picks. And then you add that with your draft picks, and now you're set and ready to go. Now you can play whatever cards you want to play, whether that be the draft, moving up, whether that be going somewhere else and get someone else quarterback. Hell, even have Trey Lance play for a year. Have him play for a year and really show up those odds of you getting a top 10-ish pick. And now you go into the draft with all this capital. You don't have any more of the big contracts on your books. And now you can start a team with a bunch of rookie deals with the salary cap going up next year, of course, inevitably. Now I'm wheeling and dealing, and the bulk of the players on my roster are now on rookie deals. That's when you wheel and deal. That's when you can really jump back into free agency and spend some real money, because I'm just saying, you can really spend some money there because you got three or four first-round picks on rookie deals that you're looking to have impact. That you're looking to have an impact for you. So if you're gonna go, to me, if you're gonna go all in, like don't do it the sloppy way. Don't do this. Like, just don't stab me 1,000 times to kill me. Just cut my throat. Just go ahead and get it over with. Just go ahead and from ear to ear. Just go ahead and let that thing bleed out. Don't poke me in the side 1,000 times. I don't want to die a death by 1,000 cuts. You know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and do the damn thing. So I think that should be, if the Cowboys really want to do it, cowards, do it. I double dog dare you. I triple dog dare you. Put your tongue on the pole when it's cold outside. Do it.
I do love it. Like, if you're not, look, you're clearly not trying your best to win now. And if you're not going to, like, lean into what you're kind of already doing.
Really go all in.
I love the opinion piece. I get that. To me, that gets tough because, look, I am a coward. I admit that I'm just a coward.
Coward.
Dak would play for my team until he retires or gets old and can't move or whatever, because I'm a coward. Because I don't think I'm going to find the next quarterback.
Well, here's my thing. If Dak is your quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Right? And we all know, we think Dak is at least a really good quarterback. Not elite, but top 10-ish, wherever you want to put him at.
Yeah.
But we also know that in order for him to be at his optimal best, you need to put the pieces around him. Yes?
Yeah, that's true of everyone.
And if you're not going to do that, if you're not going to put the running game and the offensive line around him and the weapons and then being able to stop, if you're not going to do those things, don't play around with it. Just let him go. Start all over again. If you're not going to do it, because leaving him here will give you the same results. It's in the way that you're doing it.
Probably.
No, probably. Not probably. We've been here for 30 years.
Yeah, and so probably. But like,
it's not probably. It's
likely. It is probably.
It's, what is more than probably? Is it likely probably or probably likely? Like, what is it?
I don't even
know. What's one of the closer to hell yeah?
I don't know. I don't know. Look, I am a coward. And I'm saying... All I'm saying is I keep riding with Dak because he gives me a better chance to win the East, get in the playoffs, and go, please play better this time than whatever else you're going to try. And I would do the same thing with Mike and CeeDee, because I feel like on an NFL team at any given time, depending on how high in their position group they're paid, you can have 6 to 10 highly paid players. Am I going to find a better one than Mike or CeeDee with the draft picks that I'm trading them for? I feel like I would be trading them and hoping to God I could find them again. And so it's like, I can just keep them and we'll try to figure out the rest. I'm a coward. Extend Dak, which I think they will. Extend Micah, which I think they will. Extend CeeDee, which I think they will. And I kind of don't hate that they're like, all right, let's just clear it out. 2025 is not going to be good. 2024 is going to be okay. 2025, I'm trying to figure out, will it be worse? No, it'll probably be fine, because you'll have a good quarterback. You'll have a good number one. You'll have Micah Parsons. You'll still have good players. The 2026, when they're going to have Here's my problem, is they're playing for when they're going to have a clean sheet. What they're going to do with a clean sheet is extend Tyler Smith and Michael, whoever next Michael Gallup is, and whoever the next, like, they're not going to do anything different.
Clean the sheet then. Like, then why are we playing this game if the goal is to get to a clean sheet?
Clean sheet's not going to change anything. They're going to spend the exact same way. They're just going to decide which of their guys deserve contracts.
Let me put this out there. I am for signing Micah Parsons. I am for signing CeeDee Lamb. I'm not against – if the Cowboys sign those guys today, I applaud. I'm not against those guys. I'm just saying if you're gonna go, don't halfway do it. If you're going to be great, be great. If you're going to be cheeks, be cheeks. But just go ahead and be all of it. You know what I'm saying? Don't be a half a cheek. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
Yeah, scared to death, you're scared to look. You know what I'm saying? Don't be full onion booty. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be full pinky on onion booty. Just go full out. Mm.
They're not going to, but I do love it. It would be great if one day they were just like, look, we've been cowards. We don't think this works. F it. We're going to try something different. And I would just be like, holy crap. We get a couple years of tanking. Boy, I'll be so back deep in the draft stuff.
But we don't even have, but to my point is we don't even have to go a couple years.
But just one?
We can go one.
Well, our draft picks will be spread out. You're going to get a one and a one for Micah.
But if I give away Dak, CD, if I trade away Dak, CD, and Micah, I'm going to get at least 3 to 4 first-round picks next year.
Yeah. And then we got to find a quarterback, and we're probably not going to be great initially. So I think we got 2 years. Listen, Jesse, I'm saying this is a good thing. 1 year of tanking is not as much fun as 2 years of tanking.
You're going to suck this year, right? Now, that's going to put you in a pole position of the Cowboys pick at pick 12. Well, now you can start taking some things together and go from pick 12, pick 7, pick 6.
Blowing this damn thing.
You know what I'm saying? And maybe find your quarterback there or go get someone else's quarterback.
Who's ready for the Shedeur Sanders-led Dallas Cowboys?
Let's go. Let's go.
Deion's going to come back and play, and we're going to have fun.
Give me Shedeur on a rookie deal, and I can put whatever I need to put around him.
All right, let's keep watching the Cowboys do none of the things we talk about because they're like me and they're cowards. Love you, Jesse. Have a great day, buddy.
All right, man.
All of you humans out there, if you're still here, put a timestamp in the comments and tell me your favorite ice cream. And remember, you have no idea what anyone's going through, so be cool to everyone. We love you. Be easy.
And tell me if you know who Pinky is. Eliminate the contingencies.